Yes. You know, if our motive is to make new devotees so that the yatra will become more healthy, you know, and the temple will benefit, flourish, and maybe even all the older devotees can come back and it can really flourish, that's not a material desire. That's not a mixed desire. That's a part of the devotional service. But at the same time, you know, when you're with the person, it's more important, the most important thing is that they advance in spiritual life. And in our management, which is what I was about to say, if we make our management decisions with that in the front of our mind, not that we need pujaris, we need sankirtan devotees, we need lakshmi, we need pujaris, we need preachers, we need, you know, people to do the shop, we need all these things to clean the temple, everything we need. But if we think first of what's best for the person's spiritual life, that's what will increase the intensity of the experience that they'll have, and it will touch them. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it isn't pure. But from your side, it is not impure either. Mm-hmm. So use that desire to make the whole thing nice and come up by keeping this idea in the center, that this is the key. To bring new people in is the key. It will keep the flow. It will keep the flow. It will bring in the lakshmi. It will help the atmosphere. When the older devotees see new devotees coming, they'll want to take care of them. They won't want the same things that happen to them as happened to us. Yeah. Parents, you know, they want something better for their kids, you know?
Sure.
And always remember that each devotee has inside of him genius in certain ways. Just like she came up with that idea, and it reminded me of something I already thought of. It wasn't like profound, so profound, but it was so true, and it was timely. It was nice, and then I could talk about that. So everyone has, that's another thing. Okay, now I'm remembering something from his book. That, you know, the way to get that out is after a session, either the same night or no later the next day, meet with the team and talk about what happened and ask them for things that they saw that could be improved or things that they saw that were really good, like that, and get them to talk about it in general, and you get the group mind, you get the team.
That's what exactly Shivaram Maharaj did when he was in England to distribute Navavraja Mahima. They had meetings like midnight or 1 o'clock after the programs. And
right.
Every occasion, every time. Shambhihari said they had always had meetings.
That's
right.
That's
right after the program.
That's what Vaish is doing. Same thing he's doing.
So try it after the program. Yeah. Next day.
Mm-hmm. And talk about it. And at first they're shy, they won't come out. That's what you have to do as the leader. This will also utilize that tendency that you have to manage. Organize that. This is where these are the kinds, anyway. I'm not very good at it myself, but Hare Krishna. I'm an inspirational speaker, that's what I am, basically. I'm not a manager. Organizing.
Leaders are usually inspirational speakers. So
yes.
There's
a difference between leader and manager.
Yeah. But when a leader has no assistance and he has to do everything himself.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It just
doesn't work. So that's your inspiration. That will motivate you to, just like when we used to go out on book distribution, and before we had the intelligence to bring trolleys and you know, all these things we were carrying, like 20, 30 more books. Yeah, you know, it was such an impetus to get the books out. So the bag would get lighter. You know? Anyway, I just, what can I say? I'm just a little mosquito flying around, and there's such nice devotees here. All the devotees are so nice, sincere. Yeah. Just build them as a team more, rather than depend on each individual person and emphasize that, you know, so much. Emphasize the team and the results of the team. And that will bring out the individual, you know, genius that they all have, but they're shy. Mm-hmm. That's the point I made in that lecture. Mm-hmm. About, you know, it's up to you, Maharaj. No.
Mm.
That's the tendency. Mm. To depend on the leader, or the big guy, or the acharya, or whatever. Well, we have to actually become ourselves.
Mm.
That's what Lord Chaitanya wanted. Prophet one.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Hare Krishna.